Acts chapter 15. And certain men came down from Judea, and taught the brethren, saying, Unless you are circumcised, following the customs of Moses, you cannot be saved. But when Paul and Barnabas took a stand against them, and it resulted in no small dispute, the brethren arranged for Paul, Barnabas, and certain others of them, to go up to Jerusalem to the sent ones, and the older, spiritually mature brothers, about this question. They, therefore, being sent on their way by the gathering of the called out ones, passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, telling in detail about the conversion of the Gentiles. And this caused great joy for all the brethren. And when they came to Jerusalem, they were well received by the gathering of the called out ones, the sent ones, and the older, spiritually mature brothers, and they recounted everything that God had done with them. But certain ones of the sect of the Pharisees, who had believed, rose up, saying, It is necessary to circumcise them, and to order them to keep the law of Moses. So the sent ones and the older spiritually mature brothers got together to consider this question. And when there had been much discussion, Peter rose up and said to them, Brethren, you know that God previously chose from among us that it would be by my mouth that the Gentiles would hear the word of the good news and believe. And God, who knows the hearts, gave his testimony by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you test God by placing a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither we nor our fathers were able to bear? But by the grace of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, we are, believing that we will be saved in the same way as they will be. So the whole assembly kept quiet. And they listened to Barnabas and Paul describe how many signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. And after they had finished speaking, James responded, saying, Brethren, listen to me. Simon has described how God first visited the Gentiles to take out from them a people for his name. And this agrees with the words of the prophets, as it is written, After these things I will return. And I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which is fallen. For I will build again the things which have been raised, and I will set it up, so that the remnants of men will seek after the Lord, even all the Gentiles, who have called themselves by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. That is a quote from Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. Therefore, my judgment is that we don't cause trouble for those who turn to God from among the Gentiles, but that we write to them that they abstain from the pollutions of idols, from sex outside of the marriage bond, from eating what is strangled, and from blood. For many generations have had those who preach Moses, his writings being read in the synagogues of every city on every Sabbath. Then it seemed good to the sent ones and the older, spiritually mature brothers, along with the whole gathering of the called out ones, to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas called Barsabbas and Silas, who were esteemed men among the brethren. So they wrote this to them, the sent ones, the older, spiritually mature brothers and brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that certain ones who went out from us have troubled you with words, saying that you must be circumcised and keep the law, thereby subverting your souls, to whom we gave no such mission, it seemed good to us, having come to unanimity, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. These are men who have handed their lives over to the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who also will tell you themselves the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed to be good to the Holy Spirit, and to us, to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you keep your distance from idolatrous sacrifices, from blood, from eating things which are strangled, and from sex outside of the marriage bond. If you keep yourselves from these things, you will do well. Be strong. Start, Dyer, Commentary. Although these brothers imply that the Holy Spirit led them to this conclusion, there is some serious doubt about this assertion. It cannot be that God values these four little laws above all the hundreds or even thousands of others contained in the Old Covenant, such as not to murder, lie, commit adultery, rape, covet, steal, etc. It is impossible that eating a strangled chicken, for example, is more evil in God's eyes, and therefore a more important law for the Gentile believers to keep, than these and many other extremely serious offenses. There is no compelling logic as to why the Gentiles should keep only these four rules, and no others. James was correct when he said it was my judgment, in verse 19, that they should keep these four laws. Furthermore, three of the four of these laws seem to pertain to what we should or should not eat. Yet Jesus taught that it is not what enters into our mouth which defiles us, but what comes out of it. That's a quote from Mark chapter 7, verses 15 and 17. What we must conclude is that James, who seems to still have had a strong connection with the Jewish ceremonial law, suggested this, and since it seemed to be a light burden, the others went along with the compromise, which gave them a sense of spiritual peace. Later, however, Paul contradicts this admonition, at least concerning food sacrificed to idols, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. End Dyer Commentary. So they, when they were sent off, came down to Antioch, and having gathered the group together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced for the encouragement. And Judas and Silas, who were also prophets, instructed the brethren with many words, and strengthened them. Then, after they had spent some time there, the brethren let them go in peace to return to those who had sent them. But it seemed right to Silas to stay there. But Paul and Barnabas spent more time in Antioch, teaching and proclaiming the word of the Lord, along with many others also. Then after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back now and visit the brethren in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." And Barnabas resolved to take John, who is also called Mark, with them also. But Paul thought it wasn't good to take someone with them who had deserted them in Pamphylia, and didn't stay with them in the work. Therefore, an angry argument took place, so that they separated from each other. Then Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed across to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and went off, being commended by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the gatherings of the called out ones. This is the end of Acts chapter 15. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.